for clicking play and clicking download. It's episode number 23 of the SGP podcast. And my, this is a packed episode. Let's get straight to the point. My name is Stan.
My name is Rowan. Wow, you're actually counting this starting from episode 20. Oh my God.
You're damn right I am.
You're a nerd.
Wait, hey, nerds are cool. A lot of people like nerds. I think AJ Lee once said she digs nerds.
And we dig crazy chicks.
And we dig crazy chicks, but we also dig local wrestling. We said that we had, you know, we have some guests in line. We said this before, that we have some big things set up for the podcast. This is one of them.
Big shit popping, and as we've been talking about for the past, I don't know, ever since we started, actually.
Ever since episode number one,
ever
baby.
Ever since episode number one, we've been plugging this little outfit. It's, I say little because they're kind of little right now, but watch it. They might grow really big soon.
In the words of Drake, you got to start from the bottom.
Now we're here. And now we're here. And as we said, we've been mentioning them since day one, Philippine Wrestling Revolution.
We actually have two of them right now, two of the faces of Philippine Wrestling Revolution. Let's welcome them to the Smart Gilas Pilipinas. First off, we have the Method, Mike Vargas.
What's happening, everybody?
And we also have the Senorita all the way from Hacienda de Leon. It's JDL, Jake de Leon.
All right, what's up, everybody?
Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you for making it to the SGP podcast today, tonight, because, wow, it's going to be a very special episode. We're just going to shoot the shit right here. I'm just going to shoot with you. We are just going to, you know, talk about shit all the time.
We want to get to know you guys, of course, so let's get to basics. Let's talk about you guys. First of all, who is the Method Mike Vargas, and who is the Senorita Jake De Leon? Anyone can start off.
You want to start off, Mike?
Oh, sure, why not? All right. Well, just to put it simply, you could call me a Boy Scout. Who's just living it up, just about having a good time, coming from Marikina, and you know, it's all about me showing everybody that nice guys don't always finish last.
All the way from Marikina. How was the traffic, by the way?
Well, just took me about an hour to get here, so.
Oh, and I mean, Marikina holds a special place in my heart, so I kind of know I know the traffic. I know how hard it is.
Chikboy kasi.
Hindi naman. But especially Marikina. Pero, you know, I gotta ask Mike Vargas, what is it about you that makes you the Method? Like, ano ba talaga tong Method na to?
Wait. Before we get into our special guest tonight, we have to touch into the fact that they have a show coming up this month.
That's right. That's the reason why they're here.
We almost forgot. The reason why these guys are here is because they have a show in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Philippine Wrestling Revolution Renaissance, am I correct?
Yes.
Renaissance on September 27th. Please, guys, before we talk about you, let's talk about the bigger picture. Please talk about the show.
So on September 27th at the Makati Cinema Square, we're going to have PWR Renaissance. We're going to get the Philippines out of the dark ages of pro wrestling.
Basically, we encourage everyone, get your family, your friends, get everyone involved. I want everyone to be there because I got Main Max's number, and JDL's going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Let's talk about Main Max later. So, okay, now that we've established the reason why you're here.
Yeah. We want to get to know you.
Okay, the show is at 6 p.m.
Right.
Right. All right. Yeah. I just want to say that. Just to make sure. Para kompleto yung details.
Oh, naman. So that everybody and their mother can bring themselves to Makati for PWR Renaissance. Now, going back to my original question, who is the Method, or what is the Method?
What is the Method?
Well, if you must know, the reason why I got the Method was because ever since I was young, I always knew how to adapt to any situation, and I can overcome whatever obstacle comes in front of me.
So basically, Mike Vargas is an underdog who doesn't give up.
Basically, yeah.
Sounds like a familiar face.
Oh my, very, very familiar. And you know, maybe in due time when Mike Vargas, you know, climbs up the ranks, we can include him in that discussion greatest face.
So let me get this straight. The Method is you doing whatever it takes to win, to overcome. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so
whatever it takes. Ako medyo iffy ako sa whatever it takes na yan eh. Kasi what if that whatever it takes means you have to pull something underhanded? Will Mike Vargas do that?
Probably not.
Probably not. Bakit? Why not?
In the spirit of fairness. Because, once again, I'm trying to be, you know, it helps to be a role model. In the dark, today, we're more attracted to the dark and gritty characters.
That's especially true. I agree. I agree with this so much.
Yeah. Of course, because we can relate to them. They show a more human side. But, once again, we got to focus, because wrestling is also focused on the kids, then, most of all, we need more role models. We need more guys with honor, with a strict moral code.
That's right. I agree with you, sir.
So ano ngayon ang mahalaga kay Mike Vargas? Now that we've established na you want kids to adhere to a strict moral code, ano ba talaga yung mahalaga kay Mike Vargas?
It's the sense of honor, just doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but that's pretty much
all right. Oh, by the way, for those who don't know, what is your finisher, sir?
My finisher? The mugshot.
What is the mugshot?
Basically, I just take my size 12 boot, just shove it up somebody's shove it down somebody's throat.
Yo, I love a good big boot, man. I love a good big boot. It's always effective.
You can never, never knock a good striking
yeah,
finisher.
Never go wrong with a big boot. Okay, so we've been ignoring a bit. Well, not
you might
ignore
it. Don't be mean.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. We've been focused so much on Mike Vargas. We almost forgot that we have the Senorito Jake De Leon right here. Jake De Leon, what's up, sir? How are you?
I'm pretty good. And let me just say, you don't really forget about the Senorito.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Is that so?
Yeah. Tell
us about yourself.
Okay. I come from Hacienda De Leon. It's actually from Negros Occidental. I'm actually from Bacolod City. So sa mga taga Bacolod na nakapamati, di subong, kamusta ka mo?
Anyway, yo, interregional appeal, bro.
I gotta represent, man. I gotta represent.
Represent.
So anyway, I'm from Hacienda de Leon, and since an early age, I've always been a bit of a roughhouser. Played around with the kids of my dad and my granddad's alipins, as I call them. Okay, so I guess we want to segue into why I call my fans.
Oh, yes, please
do.
Yeah,
this has been on everybody's mind.
Yo, I mean, like, whoa, did he really say Alipins? Is he calling us Alipins?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram has been blowing up with that. So anyway, the reason why I call them Alipins is there's actually, from the Visayan rhetoric,
uh-huh.
Alipin actually comes from the root word udip,
okay.
Which means to live. And actually, there are two Alipins. To me, there are two types of Alipins.
Right.
The ones that I like and the ones that I don't like.
Okay, so who are the A words that you like and the A words you don't like?
A words? A words.
A words now.
Is it really that bad?
I have no idea, but I'm trying my best to keep ourselves PC right here, gentlemen. But please, who are the Alipins you like?
It's not the same as the N word, mind you.
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely.
So anyway, the A words that I like, since it comes from the root word udip, which means they're living for themselves and they're living to actually make a living for their families. I got a lot of respect for those guys.
Okay.
So those Alipins, I'm not going to say A word. Come on. There's nothing wrong with there's nothing wrong with the word Alipin. Okay, so going with that explanation. So basically an Alipin is kind of like what Mike Vargas
is a
hardworking guy just trying to make a living.
Yep.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
You've never, because that's a lot of, because the social stigma of coming with the word Alipin automatically means you're under someone.
Right.
But what they don't see is that the reason you're under someone is to actually make a living for yourself and also make a living for your family.
So it's kind of like how somebody has to put up with a crappy job, a crappy 9-to-5 in a field that they don't even really care about just because they want to provide a living for their kids.
In Stone Cold Steve Austin's words, the working man.
The working man, right.
So who are these Alipins now that you don't like?
Oh, these are people. Again, with the word, how I use the word Alipins, kind of like aloha.
Yeah.
It means hello and goodbye.
Okay.
With Alipin, it can come good or bad depending on how I see you. So these Alipins that I don't like, they're actually the people that feel that they're entitled to everything, that they deserve everything that they have. They don't work for anything. So you could have like this person, an employee, for example. Just because he's good with the bosses, he gets the raises, he gets the promotions. Yeah.
So these are the douchebags who have everything handed to them on a silver platter.
Simply the douchebags.
I was going to make a joke about you, but I know you're not going to take it well.
I'm going to turn off your mic, buddy.
I'm just playing. Okay, sorry, carry on.
All right, so JDL, you also have your own signature moves and your finishers. Do tell us about your finisher.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Finisher, signature move.
Whatever you like to talk about.
Alright, first, let's start off with my signature moves. Well, one of my signature moves is the latigo.
Uh-huh.
It's basically where I take the guy, I hold him down, and then I hit him with 10 forearm strikes to his back.
Okay.
To his back, okay. Yeah.
And then I also have my payroll, which a lot of people really like for some reason.
Okay, what is it?
It's actually an homage to Rob Van Damme's Rolling Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Because, growing up, I was a really big Rob Van Damme fan.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I just... Ever since I started, I wanted to do a Rolling Thunder.
I'm glad they have RVD and ECW all the way in Hacienda de Leon.
Oh, we got
it's a Hacienda, man.
Yeah,
but I'm sure they got all the comforts
and
the privileges of foreign wrestling.
I stand corrected, my good sir. And your finisher, of course.
My finisher would be the Alipin Drop.
Alipin Drop!
All right, tell us about the Alipin Drop.
Oh, shout out to your biggest fan, Mark De Hoya, MDJ of SGP.
So the Alipin Drop. Funny story, I never really knew what a Samoan drop was before the Alipin Drop.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Okay. There was just this story. There was this one Alipin of ours who was kind of making trouble.
Bad Alipin. Okay.
Bad Alipin. All
right. Just to make that clear.
Yeah, just to make that clear.
Yep. So he was kind of stealing stuff from us. So I had to actually straighten him out a bit. And that's when I came up with the Alipin Drop.
Oh, you used a Samoan drop on this Alipin.
I didn't know it was a Samoan drop at first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, de facto Samoan drop.
No, he was so kind
you
of...
You did it on him. Wow.
He was putting up a good fight.
So that's what made it necessary.
Is it in the house?
I mean, I guess he didn't know I used to rough house with the boys back then. And you know, those guys used to cut up sugar canes, break their backs.
They know how to fight.
Yeah, they know how to fight.
I'm sure they know how to fight. Or if not know how to fight, then, you know how to endure.
Yep. Or defend themselves at the very least.
Wait, I need to ask something. Let me make this clear. Do you call yourself a Haciendero? Or would you say your family is a family of Haciendero's?
Yeah. I call myself a Haciendero.
Okay.
I also call myself a señorita.
For sure. Well, okay. No offense to you, but... I don't know if you know, but the word or the concept of haciendero has a bit of a negative connotation with Philippine society.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure you're aware of this. You're a smart man. You're a man of the people. I'm sure you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know, or for those who will see you for the first time at Renaissance, maybe, and then maybe think that this guy is calling himself a haciendero. How am I supposed to cheer for him? What do you have to say about that and to those people who will trash you or maybe naysay you at first glance?
The ones from Tarlac.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Vargas. Yeah,
that is why.
I am from Negros Occidental.
The issue of Hacienda de Rosita. And this is why I bring this up. Because, you know, it's not always going to be something that's going to be received well. Because, you know, as you know, in soap operas, parang the bad guy is the señorito.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So please address for everyone.
So with everything right now on TV is actually... Hacienderos really have a bad reputation, but then that's because it's on TV. It's magnified.
Okay.
But there are cases. Well, my family, in fact, we're actually there's a lot of other cases of hacienderos, of people who own land who actually really care for their people, who really care for the people that work their obreros.
Okay.
They really care for the people who work on their haciendas.
Yeah.
And I mean, without the people, where would we be?
Oh, naman.
So what I want to tell everyone at PWR Renaissance, I mean, you may see me as a hacendero, you may see me as someone that has this bad reputation, but let me tell you this right now. I am going to fight for all of you. I am going to fight. That's, well, simply, I'm going to fight.
Our friend Jake De Leon is a man of the people. And I think, anything, any bad reputation, any bad connotation can be washed away by what happens in the ring and outside the ring.
Now, speaking of getting in the ring and outside of the ring, I want to ask, how did a señorito and how did a Boy Scout from Marikina get into wrestling, and how did you guys come across PWR?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. I'm going to touch on how PWR got started.
Yeah,
anyway.
Go ahead. People who might listen to us might not know of PWR, and they might want to know how these guys are putting together the only
independent wrestling federation today, here in the Philippines.
Today, yeah. Right, go on.
So pretty much it started out around 2012 when WWFX came for a show.
And we were there.
We were there.
We were there.
I was there.
Yeah, we all were there.
We all were. And it was just... you could say it was just a coffee shop talk, but instead of a coffee shop, it's over a chat room on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty much it started out like that. And that's basically how I came across that's basically how PWR simply got started.
Pero like sa pulpagkabata, ever since you were a little Boy Scout in Marikina, you've always dreamed of lacing up your boots and being in the ring?
Well, yeah, actually, since I was probably 9 or 10.
So what tell
about,
me, tell what me about
you,
your.
No, yeah. What about JDL?
Ever since I was 4 years old.
4 years old. Wow.
I saw a Raw main event.
Uh-huh.
With Stone Cold bloodied face.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Kane. I think it was Kane or Undertaker choking him.
Yeah.
I was thinking, man. These guys are crazy.
At 4 years old, you wanted to do that. You wanted to get your face bloodied or something.
I wanted to be where they were. I wanted to be one of the strong guys.
And that's something that you wouldn't expect from a Hacendero or from the son of a Hacendero, because you would expect na, you know, komportable ng buhay mo. Why would you get in there and mix it up with sweaty guys who probably stink so badly?
Well, there's something that a lot of people don't know. It's actually at a young age, my granddad and my dad actually taught me the word respect. And they taught me also hard work. So I wanted to show my hard work and respect in the ring. And I saw it back then when I was watching Raw. I saw you can't be in that ring if you don't put in the hard work, if you don't have respect for the other people who are in that ring. So I saw it as a way for myself to actually kind of show that message to a lot of people.
So what's the reaction back home at Hacienda de Leon to you actually being part of PWR?
Wait, do they know this, actually?
They know this.
All right, glad that we're clear. So what's the reaction back home?
Well, the reaction was they initially didn't want it. They initially didn't like the fact that I was putting my body on the line.
I'm sure no parent wants to hear about their kid
especially
hurting themselves. it's a tough talk. Anyway, go on.
But then again, they see how happy I am that I'm trying to live my dream. And the Hacienda will always be there. It will always have a special place in my heart.
That's good to hear. Yeah. What about you, Mike?
Well, my parents still have... they're still 50-50 about me getting in the ring. Because I always remember my mom always telling me, ilang taot ka namang inaalagaan, tapos ikaw papasakit ka lang na sarili mo. And I always tell her.
You gotta love mothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I always tell her.
It's a fair point. Yeah. It's a fair point naman.
And I got it. And I always tell her. Kaya ako nagte-training para hindi nga masyado masaktan.
Yun.
Kasi according to Mike Vargas, in the words of Mike Vargas,
bawal mahina.
Thank you.
Yes. Hashtag bawal mahina.
So I'm setting you up, bro. That's an alley-oop right there.
All
right. You're welcome.
Always got to call out your own assists.
All right. So tell us about Renaissance. Like, what can our fans expect? Of course, a lot of Philippine wrestling fans have been dying for a chance to see Pinoy wrestling live in the flesh, featuring homegrown Pinoy wrestlers. So what can we expect out of Renaissance?
Well, you can expect a lot. Let me be honest. You can expect a lot of technical wrestling. We got this one match that's really interesting for a lot of our fans, which would be Ken Warren. Calling you out, Ken Warren. And
we know that feud.
And Chris Panzer. This is actually one of our... This is actually one of the best matches we have on the card right now.
Right.
Because so these are two homebred guys. They're actually wanting to show all their stuff in that ring.
So it's the Phil-Am Chris Panzer against a social media sinister Ken Warren.
Yep.
And you've had your fair share of battles with Ken Warren.
Yeah, I know that a lot.
And as for Mike Vargas, what kind of match will you be in at Renaissance?
Well, I'm going one-on-one against Main Max. It's going to be a tough test, especially since I faced him before in the Invitational Battle Royal.
All right, for those who don't know, can we talk about Main Max for just a quick bit? What is he about?
Well, Main Max is about silent rage. He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk a lot. He lets his actions do the talking for him.
Did you piss him off or something? Silent Rage?
And he's just pissed off. He's just pissed off in general.
He always looks pissed off.
So why don't you see Andy Levine from Tough Enough? Silent Rage.
Yes, right, so Silent Rage.
Okay, so you're facing off. Is just a one-off match, maybe?
Well, you have to be there to find out.
That's what's about, okay, right. Anything can happen when we're there. Okay, so guys, you have Renaissance, but you have another event coming up after Renaissance. It's not exactly a show, but it's something. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Philippine Wrestling Revolution Boot Camp.
Yep. It's going to be on October 12th. It's going to start there.
Right. Where would this be?
It will be in Fit Plus Gym in Bikutan. It's near SM Bikutan, around 5 minutes away.
Okay, so boot camp is basically a training session for those who might want to be interested in joining PWR as a wrestler.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, well, okay, so we talked about you guys getting into the business, starting training. Okay, so what can guys expect from boot camp based on your experience training for your matches in PWR, for your shows?
Well, you got to expect a lot of pain. First of all, it's not easy. It's not easy to get in this business.
Right.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, for me, on my part, you got to expect a lot of hard hits. You got to earn respect by giving respect, and then you have a lot of squats to do. Let me be honest, the squats, yeah.
Everyone does not like squats. Even if you know how to do them, even if you do a lot of them, it is not a pleasant feeling.
But take us through a day of training. Like, I've always been curious about, pag umatenda ako ng boot camp, or if I take my friends to go to PWR boot camp.
So take us through a day or a single training session for PWR. I'm sure what happens...
It might be different.
Yeah, yeah. What happens in boot camp might not be the same as what happens during your regular training. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what? So maybe we can talk about how you guys first started. What was your experience when you first started training?
Well, first of all, wrestling is actually a big throwing business, you know.
Yeah.
So you gotta learn how to fall first of all.
Going in, what did you expect? Did you know now what to, what was in store?
Well, honestly, for me, I didn't know what was in store. I thought I was going to learn a lot of holds. I thought I was going to throw a lot of people.
Oh, wow. So you didn't know you were going to take bumps?
Well, I knew people fell down.
Right, right.
I didn't know you had to learn how to fall down.
Right. So Mike Muna, sorry.
Yeah, I was actually expecting bumps on the first day.
Right. So what did you do on the first day if it wasn't?
Yeah, it was. It was
sorry. I thought when you said it.
Yeah. So pretty much, I was expecting bumps. I didn't expect to do any rolls immediately the first day, but
did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, we started out around the same time.
Yeah,
actually,
I think we cannot deny that since PWR is relatively new, Mike Vargas and Jake DeLeon have not been training for very long. I think we have to acknowledge that here.
But they're actually among the pioneer batch of PWR.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course, PWR will be open to actually welcoming new wrestlers, new guys who want to be part of training. They've been posting announcements on their Facebook page. Guys, give a shout out to your Facebook page.
Hi. Facebook page, facebook.com/Philippine Wrestling Revolution.
That's where you can find them. And like we said earlier, this is of course a build up to PWR Boot Camp, which is set to happen sometime in October.
October 12th.
Now, give us a quick teaser of what we can expect from PWR Boot Camp. Maybe tell us about who we're likely to see at the event.
If you can tell us that.
Well, the people who are likely to, you will likely see are the PWR wrestlers, actually. One of our main guys, Bombay Suarez, will be there.
Right.
So, and kayo yung magta-train, or will you be training alongside everyone in boot camp?
We will be training alongside everyone.
Okay. It's fair enough.
And of course, somebody will be leading PWR boot camp. So, are we free to disclose the name of whoever's leading boot camp, or is this medyo hush hush pa as of now?
Hush hush as of now.
All right. No problem.
No problem. Yeah.
Anyway, so let's keep talking to Mike Vargas and Jake DeLeon. So far, guys, what is the hardest part of being a wrestler, in your opinion?
Actually, we haven't discussed that, so it would be a good time to actually probably warn everyone who's even
thought of
being in the business. So I think
for boot camp, we also got to weed out those who don't really want it as much. So maybe you should start telling your horror stories now.
Well, for me, first of all, what you really need to stay in this business is the passion. Because we have a lot of people actually talking to us on Facebook saying they want to train. But a lot of the reasons they said they can't train is because it's too far away from them.
This guy is from Marikina. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of sacrifice.
Oh, never mind.
But no, actually, it's a lot of sacrifice.
Because not only after you do that long commute, if you do commute, you have to take those bumps. You have to do all those push-ups, sit-ups, those squats.
Right.
Dreaded squats.
Pero sabi nga nila, diba? If you love something or if you love someone, you go for it, diba?
Yeah.
You have to put up with the sacrifices. It applies to anything and everything, from relationships, even to wrestling. Yes. And that's something that we see, especially in guys like Mike Vargas, guys like Jake DeLeon, who, you know, put their heart in what they do.
Tommy Hugot.
Neither man. I'm trying to put them over, dude.
No, I'm just playing. Yeah, that's right. Of course, no doubting their passion, their heart. Anyway, Mike, what's the hardest part of your is it the commute?
Well, it's not exactly the commute.
Okay, so
it's more of time management.
All right.
Because sometimes I have some commitments that bump into my schedule. So that's pretty much it. But you know, I can always manage.
All right. So I want to talk about the commute, then, because I have this experience. I'm from the south, and I've always whenever it's for school or for work, I've always had to go north. So I know how it feels to have to commute very far. So can you take us through, when you were training and having to travel, you know, at least an hour a day or back and forth. What can you say about that?
Well, it takes a lot of patience, to be honest. Talaga, you have to put up with traffic, most of all, especially this one time, recently lang. I was on my way to training, but I was so pissed off kasi hindi ko na malayan na upcut weekend pala.
Oh, snap.
So palabas pa lang ng Marikina to C5. I was actually pissed off.
Right. And you could actually just channel all that frustration into your training then.
But the problem was I had no one to train with.
Ah, kasi tapos na.
No, because wala talaga makapunta.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap.
That's what a lot of people actually don't know right now, because a lot of the PW wrestlers actually have their day jobs as well.
I was going to ask about that. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yep. So, yeah. Well, since PW is just a startup company right now.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah.
We can't really pay a lot of our wrestlers, so we still keep our day jobs.
That's true.
And
respect, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, respect to you guys for maintaining your day jobs. I mean, I can't ask the Hashindero what his day job is, because that's pretty obvious. But is it okay if I ask you, Mr. Vargas, what is your day job? Like, just try to, you know, so we can get to know you a bit better.
Let me guess, life coach.
Nope.
Personal trainer.
No.
Let's get one last guess. Professional Boy Scout.
Nope.
Wait, is there such a thing?
I have no idea.
I don't think that's a thing, anyway.
All right, see it. I work at a law firm.
Interesting.
Whoa. So, intense.
Yeah. So he's got brawn and brains. You don't mess with a badass like this.
I respect you, because as a former law student, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
So when you, I know, when you commute to training, like most days, does it take a toll on your fatigue, on your energy levels, on your body? What is it like, going into training after commuting so long?
Well, it's not exactly a problem since I actually have my own car. So it's the commute. Yeah, yes, it's just tiring.
All right, so you have your own car, so it's actually not as hard for you. But for everybody else, I can imagine if you're not as...
I'm sure there are going to be some concerns.
Right.
I'd love to train. Layo pala sa akin ng Bikutan.
Yeah, like, ako, nalalayuan ako. So, like, if I were to be a wrestler, how would I make my way over to Bikutan? But aside from the distance, is there anything else that you've heard, at least from other people you've been training with, that's been a bit of a deterrent for them to stay in PWR?
Yeah, let's address them now for those who want to be a wrestler.
Well, especially though, I suppose it's some of those who take the train going to the gym.
Really? How so?
Well, of course, you siksikan lagi and stuff, especially on the weekends.
What about fitness levels? Parang do you think that people are deterred from training because they think they're not fit enough, you guys do conditioning then that could help them?
We do conditioning also during training. Every time we start off training, we start off with the warm-ups, with the stretches, and then we actually start off conditioning with the push-ups and the sit-ups and the jumping jacks and the squats. But we actually been getting a lot of messages from our Facebook fans that they feel they're not fit enough yet. But we just want to welcome them. You could train out with us. If you feel that you still want to get in shape, we all the more for it. We want you to get in shape because we want you to train with us.
Yeah, and we want you to be, you to live your dream, if that's your dream.
Yep. Pero gaano katagal isang training session? Like, let's say, I assume you train on a whole day, and if you have a day job, then that probably implies na Sunday kayo into training. So, like, how long does a training session last?
About 5-6 hours.
Wow. Five, six hours. And that's what? Between 10 and 4, 11 and 5?
We actually start off training officially at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And
so
then
after
we
lunch.
We end around 6 or 7.
Right, right.
Wow. But some of the guys who really want to train earlier, they get around there around 9 or 10. Cool. And they stay until the whole training.
And of course, after that, it's a good bonding experience, right? For everybody who's part of PWR, because you get to eat afterwards, maybe share a drink or two with the other boys in the back, diba?
Yep.
You actually get to know a lot of these guys well, because you're in the same company. You want to try and help each other out. You know, show them a thing or two. The more advanced guys are actually already doing that. The part of the pioneer group, we're actually helping out. We're helping out the more of the new guys, showing them how to take their falls, showing them how to do their moves, their lockups, and everything.
Yeah. But as an organization, now I understand that PWR is a startup, like you mentioned earlier. So what are the setbacks so far that PWR has faced? Because I know that everything isn't exactly roses and butterflies right now, diba? So there's probably got to be some setbacks right now. Would you mind like sharing us a little bit about them?
you know, some difficulties, some struggles, maybe maybe financial things, because it's a startup, as you said, and startups don't always go smoothly. So yeah. What problems might you have in PWR?
Well, most of the problems we have, like you said, it's financial. Where we're a startup, everyone has a day job. They actually have to support themselves. But we're actually not looking at that much as a deterrent. What we actually need right now is a lot of manpower.
Okay.
Yeah, manpower and fan support.
So what kind of people do you need for PWR in terms of manpower, in terms of fan support? This is actually your avenue right now. Gentlemen, it's your floor.
Yeah. What do you need?
What I think we need, we simply need a lot of passionate wrestling fans. Because we need a lot of these guys who actually want to live their dreams, who actually want to do anything to actually live that dream. Whether it be working backstage, helping out with the ring and everything. We want to see these guys live it out. And we're actually willing to do anything to actually help them. And if we want them to help us as well.
Can we ask what those tasks entail? For example,
What specific needs do you have in terms of people?
Para lang ma-set yung expectations ng mga interesado.
Well, currently, we need a lot of backstage crew.
Okay.
Because a lot of our guys... we actually, going back to what I said earlier, we don't have a lot of manpower. So a lot of our guys actually kind of do a lot of the things themselves as well. So to actually, we want to actually try to get things to go smoother. So manpower is what I think we need.
Yeah.
Aside from backstage crew, are there any other capacities open to, you know, people who want to get involved with PWR?
Well, we also are looking for referees, but you have to train with us as well.
It's not simple as it looks. You have to, have to be knowledgeable about the ins and outs of working a match.
And syempre, as a referee, I think you have to be very conscious about where you are.
Exactly.
So your movements can actually be blocking the wrestlers in the ring.
Yeah. So that's what. So that's why they do need to train with the PWR guys if they want to be a referee. Anyway, so before can you give the people who want to train but might be reluctant due to whatever reason,
or maybe undecided pa sila,
yeah,
right?
Give them a message, cut them a promo on why they should train, no matter how broke or unfit or lazy they might be.
Well, we wouldn't want them to lose all their money, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to tell you guys, that all of you who want to train, me and the method right here, we started out, we didn't know a lot about anyone we met. First off, the first training session ever of PWR, no one knew anyone.
Really?
That was the big truth. That was the big truth. And when we first met each other, it was like we were longtime friends. Because that's the thing. Yeah. When wrestling fans come together, it's like they're never strangers.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. Yep. Amen to that.
We become one big happy family.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's an instant sense of camaraderie.
Yep. I'm telling you. As you said, that's why wrestling fans in the Philippines do need to get together. And we do need to get together under the banner of PWR. Because this might be it. This is our big chance, yo. You guys got a match in 2 weeks. Cut your promos now. This is your avenue to cut a good promo.
Call out your opponent.
Call out your opponent. Set it up. Build it up. Do your thing.
All right. Well, here's my little message to Main Max. Yo, you got to be ready for the 27th. Di ako aatras. Alam ko hindi ka rin aatras. Banggaan na lang kung banggaan. Bawal mahina. All I can do is adapt and overcome.
Yo, wait, I love, can I just say before JDLs, I just love Bawal Mahina.
It's a great catchphrase.
Yeah, I love it.
It's better than I got a hair trigger. Way better than that, you know. All right, JDL, cut your promo, man.
All right, but let me tell you right now, as of this recording of the podcast, my match actually hasn't been released, but let me tell you, I'm giving SGP an exclusive. All right, let me tell you this right now, Mr. Classical Brian Leo.
Oh! Shit just got real.
Whoa.
You may say that the Philippines is a third world country, but let me tell you this. This country full of people that you think are from a third world, they all have first world hearts, man. And when we meet at that ring, you're gonna know what minimum wage and maximum rage really is.
Minimum wage and maximum rage. It's the Senorita JDL against Classical Brian Leo. You heard it first, right here on the SGP podcast.
Whoa, we've got an exclusive on our hands. Shit just got real.
We got the scoop.
Yo,
I love it.
Now people gotta listen.
And once again now, JDL, Mike Vargas, invite our listeners to come see you guys on September 27th.
Yeah, tell them everything.
All right, September 27th at 6 o'clock, we're going to blow the roof off Makati Cinema Square. It's PWR Renaissance. Tickets at $250 a pop. Come see us. It's not that hard.
We've got a big event happening in the morning. It's called NXT TakeOver 2. And let's shoot the shit a little bit about what's going to happen tomorrow. NXT TakeOver 2, it's happening in just a few hours as of recording time. We've got, I think, 5 matches, if I'm not mistaken. But 5 matches doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a stacked card.
Definitely not. Because, well, they got the least possible time, but the most... most potential roof blowers in this bitch.
So let's do a quick round. It's a round table right now, of course. You got Stan and Ro and JDL and Mike Vargas. We're going to do a little round table prediction time for NXT TakeOver 2. Let's start off with Bull Dempsey versus Mojo Rawley. Who you got, Ro?
I don't think anyone else cares about this match, but I do think that Bull Dempsey has this in the bag. He's becoming more popular. More popular than Mojo Rawley, because nobody really likes Mojo Rawley. You know, nobody likes the hype man.
All right, JDL and Mike,
you guys any opinion on this?
I gotta say, I am for the hype, so I'm going with Mojo Rawley on this one.
Well, I'm good with either one, but if you had to choose, if you had to make me choose, I'd go with Bull.
All right, I'm gonna even it up because I am part of the hype. We stay hyped. Mojo Rawley winning this one. Next up, we've got the NXT Tag Team Championship. Sin Cara and Kalisto challenging Victor and Connor, the Ascension. I think that the Ascension is going to drop this one. Sin Cara and Kalisto are ready. Even though, can you believe though, it will be Sin Cara's first WWE Championship belt if he actually wins at NXT TakeOver 2.
Really?
It will be his
really?
First.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Right? He's been in the WWE 3 years and he's competing for his first championship. It's Sin Cara and Kalisto's night in a few hours. How about you guys?
I'm going with Sin Cara and Kalisto as well.
Same thing. I love their exciting moveset. I love everything about them.
Wait, can I ask? In PWR, do we have a high flyer? Like, do you guys have a high flyer that needs to be bust out to the audience?
Well, you probably got to wait until...
Oh.
You got to wait until the 27th.
All right, here's a question, though, that wouldn't necessitate that kind of answer. Meron bang masked wrestlers sa PWR?
Meron, no ba?
Not so far.
Di ba si ano? Si Mayhem Brannigan?
Well, yeah, but yeah. You can see his eyes.
There's also Apocalypse.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Apocalypse.
Oh, so you guys have masked wrestlers.
Come on, I faced Apocalypse.
I'm actually kind of scared of that monster, so...
Dude. I'm just face to face with him.
I'm just glad I wasn't in that match.
Well, I kicked him down. I kicked him down.
All right, so for all of you, the mahilig sa masked wrestlers, we have at least two part.
We don't know if there are high flyers, but we do know that there are masked wrestlers in PWR. And with that, I am also picking the Mexicans, Sin Cara and Kalisto, for the NXT Tag Team Championships.
It's unanimous. Lucha, lucha, according to the SGP podcast. Up next, hair versus hair, Enzo Amore versus Sylvester Lefort. What do you think about this one?
It's weird. I don't know why they're doing a hair versus hair match, because it's not really, you know, it's not really a big deal for either of them to have hair.
Right.
Nobody's, you know, been protective of their hair before, so I don't know why they're doing it now.
It's not as big of a deal, let's say, if Tyler Breeze were involved.
I have a feeling, though, that Enzo Amore might lose. I don't know why. Maybe because they're trying to draw a lot of attention to him, and maybe, you know, cutting off his hair might put him over even more as a babyface. I don't know.
Let's ask JDL and Mike, what do you guys think?
Well, I gotta go with Enzo just because he's got some leopard print Jordans.
I can see you're not a fan of the leopard prints. JDL.
So are you picking Enzo to lose or to win?
Well, I might go with him to win, actually.
Well, I actually want Enzo to win as well, because I kind of hate seeing Sylvester Instagramming all of his face with the hair. I want it all off. You know.
I'm actually going to have to go with your prediction as well. Enzo Amore is probably going to be winning this one, just because it'll be more fun for people to see one of the Legionnaires go bald.
To be honest with you, I don't know how this is going at all. I've been thrown off by the hair versus hair stipulation. So
this is our first hair versus hair match in a while, but then again, we had a hair versus mask one with Torito and Hornswoggle. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, would you put your hair on the line in the future?
Oh, great question. Would you do that?
I don't know. Whatever.
Only if it's for a championship.
Yun. Yeah. Yun.
Because that's the reason why you guys are in this business.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Next up, NXT Women's Championship. I am excited for this. Charlotte versus Bayley. I'm going for Charlotte.
I am going for Charlotte as well. I don't think she's going up anytime soon. So she's going to hold. She's going to be the queen for a little while now.
But let's ask the boys, because they certainly know better than we do.
I'm going with Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
I love the nature girl.
A nature girl.
Yep.
All right, and of course, the main event. Everybody's been excited for this. Fatal 4-Way, Tyson Kidd, Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn, and the man that gravity forgot, Adrian Neville. Who do you guys got?
I'll go first then. I got it on Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
All right, you're going to have to explain this one, JDL. Enlighten us a bit.
Yeah, there are four people in this match. Why Sami Zayn?
You know how obsessive it gets, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I'm insane for Sami Zayn. I have a feeling he got what it takes.
All right.
How about the method now?
Well, it's anybody's ball game, to be honest. Tyson's the most well-rounded among all four of them. So I might go with Tyson.
Tyson Kidd. All right. How about you, Ro? Who is your pick in this Fatal 4-Way?
You know what? I'm going to agree with my friend JDL here. I'm going to go for Sami Zayn as well. I think his time has come.
His time has come. You know what? I still haven't picked as of recording time, but I've told you this on Facebook. I'm not picking Adrian Neville and I'm not picking Tyson Kidd. It's going to be a toss-up between Tyler Breeze and Sami Zayn. Medyo madaya, but I've been saying this for quite some time. One of these two is bound to win just because Tyson Kidd, the ship has kind of sailed on him in terms of him being an NXT champion, and Adrian Neville, he's done his part already in building up the prestige of that championship. It's going to be Breeze or it's going to be Zayn. And with that, that does it for our roundtable for NXT TakeOver 2. And now before we end, let's do this one last segment really quickly. We like to call this segment the pick of the week. Basically, this segment is anything that you saw in wrestling or anything you witnessed over the last 7 days that you have to show somebody. This is the most must-see segment / match / promo in wrestling this week. Let's have our guests give us their pick of the week first.
You, sir?
Hi. I have to go with the confrontation between John Cena and Paul Heyman this week on Raw.
Very good.
Very good choice.
A good choice. That's a very good choice in the words of I Am Sam.
The reason is Paul Heyman tried his best to pull John Cena to get his dark side out.
Uh-huh.
Right, John Cena shows he was driven, determined. He didn't really care about anything that Paul Heyman said. He just wanted Brock Lesnar.
That's right.
And that's the fire that I've been wanting to see in Cena. Right. That's the fire that everyone wants to see in Cena, honestly.
Right. So John Cena, greatest face of all time.
See, yeah. I still can't get myself to agree just because we don't have a clear set of standards.
Whatever.
Just because we need a clear set of rubrics to define who the greatest face of all time is. But before we get into that, Mike Vargas, what is your pick of the week?
Well, I have two picks of the week.
Right.
One, of course, was the Cena confrontation with Heyman, because I did bring this up a little bit on Facebook. Is that, you know, the dark, gritty heroes. As I mentioned earlier,
right,
we got a lot of dark, gritty heroes nowadays. Cena's like the last of the golden age superhero type era with the strict moral code. And just a little bit of quick story. When I was young, I wanted to be a Power Ranger. And the closest thing to being a Power Ranger now is be the model Boy Scout of PWR. So I kind of say I have to respect Cena, and I kind of base myself on what Cena's trying to achieve right now. And that's how I see myself.
And your second pick of the week?
And my second pick of the week has to be Adrian Neville and Sami Zayn, 2-on-2 tag team match against Tyson Kidd and Tyler Breeze.
On Raw, right? Right. That was a really great match. Oh, unexpected, pleasant surprise.
In one word, it was gorgeous.
Mm.
It was the best way to showcase some of the best talent NXT has to offer.
All right. Now, Ro, you know, I know you've been chomping at the bit to give us your pick of the week. Let's have it, bro.
Chomping at the bit. Wow.
I could see you salivating, literally salivating. So let's have it.
Oh, you know why? Because my pick of the week is Taryn Terrell versus Gail Kim for the Knockouts Championship last week on Impact Wrestling. That is why I'm salivating.
All right. Tell us more. Come on.
Taryn Terrell. You know what? As I said before, Taryn Terrell I consider to be the best Diva Search alumna at the moment.
Of course, for those of you unfamiliar with Taryn Terrell, she's the former Tiffany, also the former wife of the recently released Drew McIntyre.
Right. And she has come such a long way.
From being a Playboy playmate.
Yeah. And wow. I've never seen someone like this who's come from a modeling background, from a Playboy background, really want to be a wrestler, want to take wrestling seriously. And it's amazing. You got to watch that match. She didn't win, unfortunately, but you have to watch that match. It's I think it was the third match or the fourth match in her long-running feud with Gail Kim over the championship, but it's not any less great. You should watch it.
All right, and now as for me, my pick of the week, I'm going to have to go with two as well. The Cena promo, which the boys from PWR have gone into, and the other, the steel cage match between Chris Jericho and Bray Wyatt.
Another good choice.
Great story altogether, and I think that this was something that they could have done probably a little bit earlier in the feud. Now, I kind of get how this was supposed to be the one that would cap off the feud and just really end it, but this was the kind of match I would have expected in a big show like SummerSlam. But no, it's the season premiere of Monday Night Raw, so fine, let's let them get away with that. But like I said, great storytelling from both Jericho and Bray Wyatt. Finally, they came off with it, and I just really appreciate it. And of course, one last note on that Cena Heyman promo. I got to put this on the record. Cena's response moved me to tears. And as somebody who's
man tears,
somebody who's kind of given my fair share of bashing towards John Cena, you just got to respect the guy.
I do.
There's
I
no
do.
Other way to put it. I totally respect John Cena.
We all do.
And I can't blame any of you for citing him as the greatest babyface of all time. But like I said, I've been saying this on Facebook, we got to have standards.
Whatever.
And with that, we end this week's episode of the SGP podcast. We got to thank our friends from Philippine Wrestling Revolution for sending the boys, JDL and Mike Vargas, right here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us once again.
And of course, our listeners can follow you guys on social media.
You can follow me on my Facebook, facebook.com/JDLSenorito, and on my Twitter and Instagram, @SenoritoJDL.
And me, I'm going for Facebook. I got Twitter and I got Instagram, all under the same username, Mike Vargas, BTP.
BTP.
What's BTP?
Oh, yeah, but yeah, can we ask?
No.
Okay, no. That's fair. Anything else you want to say to all of our listeners? Maybe give a shout out to a lovely lady probably listening tonight.
Wow, really? You have to go there?
Well, why not? Why not, diba?
Not so far, not so far.
Not so far! Pero ba, man, we're going to be on the lookout as journalists, my friend. It is our duty, lady, our sworn duty, to be on the lookout.
Ladies, JDL is available.
let me say this now, not so available.
Oh! That's another scoop.
Another scoop.
Right here on the SGP podcast. See, this is why you should be listening to us. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a blast talking to the Senorito, Jake De Leon, or JDL, and to the Method himself, Mike Vargas. It's been a blast. Of course, they're our first guests. You are our first guest.
Very first guest.
Right. Yeah.
Very first wrestler guest, might I add.
That's right. They popped our guest cherries on the on the podcast.
We are no longer guest virgins.
Thank you.
Can I say this for one bit? Well, tonight it's Thursday night, and tomorrow, balik sa trabaho.
All right, these boys are going to be busy, so we're also going to be sending them home. We're going to send ourselves home because we have to go back to work as well.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Before I go, I'd like to give a shout out to some of my friends from Singles for Christ SSS chapter in Marikina, who are having their Christian Life program orientation right now. Guys, God bless. I know you're all doing well. I hope you're all doing well. And I'd like to give a shout out to my friends from TMB48, Tumblr's Nation of AKB48 fans. Just a bunch of wotas, just having a good time.
I guess that about does it. Like I said, for episode number 23 of the SGP podcast, thank you so much. Tell your friends that something big is going down on September 27th. It's in Makati Cinema Square, PWR Renaissance. You better show your asses there. And as for everybody else who's tuned in, you can follow us on Twitter.
My name is Ro, and I'm at Ro is War.
Right, and my name is Stan. It's at Stan947. Thank you so much to our friends from Mellow947 for always being generous with the equipment. And with that, we're signing off. We're seeing you at TakeOver. Peace.
Peace.
See ya.